Welcome to Boobs, Booze, and Other Stuff, where no topic is taboo. Booze is on deck, and I keep it real. Real interesting.
Hey, 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 welcome to BBOS. How about Kevin Szabo last week? Oh my gosh, what a great episode. Be sure to give it a listen, or if you like to watch on YouTube or Spotify, you will be glad that you did. He is an incredibly talented guy and has a great perspective on life as well. I have gotten a lot of DMs asking my opinion about Fannie Willis, the scandal. And I'm sure a lot of that has to do with the fact that most people know I live in Georgia. So I'm going to give you my opinion and a bunch of facts as well. Oh, facts. As we all know, aren't those pesky little things? Yeah, pesky little things. Fannie, she's been getting preferential treatment really her whole life. So she's used to it. I guess for her, equal treatment, it just doesn't agree with her. You know, in fact, she's quick to call it discrimination. Always quick to throw out that race card. Especially, I guess, right now when she's in self-preservation mode. Why not, though, you know? She's been getting away with it her whole life. In fact, she pulls out that black privilege card at will. And more particularly, she pulls out the black female privilege card at will. But now, oh boy, the tides here are turning. She's finding herself in a bit of a pickle. Her lies and her married boyfriend's lies have finally caught up with her. Oh, no. She lied to her church, her colleagues, and the people of Georgia. I mean, really, she's been leading a double life, if you will. And if you haven't seen her church speech, it was a doozy. Do yourself a favor and Google that one. Instead of owning up to her misdeeds and kind of letting the chips fall where they may, she opted to deflect and blame the whole deal on racism. Nah, I didn't cheat with that man. I'm not going to own up to that. They're picking on him because he's black. But what is that really? It was a way to try to prejudice the jurors and create racial divide, right? She was pretty much angling to do that. That was going to be her plan. I have to say that I'm pretty sure God wouldn't agree with this or sanction this tactic. I don't think he would. Now, I found this great clip of her just before she got elected. Listen to this.
We will not be choosing people to date that work under me. Let me just say that. You know, we are at a place in society where things happen in people's relationships, husband and wife, sometimes there are outside relationships. I don't think that that's what the community is concerned about, although there, you know, there might be a moral breaking in that. I think that what citizens are really, really concerned about is if you chose to have inappropriate contact with employees. I mean, there's nothing that I can say on it other than it is distracting. It is certainly inappropriate for the number one law enforcement officer in the state. And it just, it really, really saddens me. And it will be very unfortunate if the taxpayers of this community have to pay for any of those lawsuits.
Ooh, pot? Meat kettle. I love when she says that there might be a moral breaking in someone seeking a relationship outside their marriage. You think? Hey, she was already a mistress at this point, though, so she knew exactly what she was talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was breaking campaign promises before she even took office. Yep. I have to ask, who knows what else she's done to be suddenly worth $8 million? You know, before she took office, she was living in a house that cost just under 200 grand. You do the math. When she got herself elected, she went on to hire her married boyfriend that she was banging to help prosecute Trump in the RICO case. Then she authorized him to be paid close to, I don't know, 700 grand for his efforts. Our taxpayer dollars, hard at work in the state of Georgia. And hang on, let me take a sip of my bourbon. Stand by.
I took out a large amount of money on my first campaign. I kept some of the cash of that. Like, to tell you, I just have cash in my house. I don't have as much today. And then he tells me how much it is, and I give him the money back. I don't, just like you're asking me about the money with Robin, I don't do my friends like that.
So if you tell me it's a G, then you're going to get $1,000. Whatever it is, I didn't ever make him produce receipts to me. Whatever he told me it was, I gave him his money back.
Isn't the characterization?
I'm not going to emasculate a black man, but I'm just telling you.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm not going to emasculate a black man. Did you understand that?
All right, so I don't think we should discuss further. Mr. Sato?
You also said that he was a world traveler and had been on many of the continents.
Six.
Have you been on any of those continents with him? Besides this one?
Where's Belize? What continent is it? I'm not being funny. I don't know.
Let's say, with the exception of...
Belize with him. I've been to the Bahamas with him. I've been with Aruba with him. Don't embarrass me. I'm not sure what continents those are on. Whatever continents those are, that's where I've been. I'm sure if I gave it some thought, I would tell you. But whatever continents those are, that I've been to those locations, sir.
Some might ask, who is this Nathan Wade, right? Well, he's an ambulance chaser at best. Kind of an underachiever that struck gold with her help and our tax dollars. Yeah, they've used our money for lavish trips, Aruba, Napa Valley, Norwegian cruises, and so forth. I guess you could say that our tax dollars have, in essence, been capital funding their affair. One time, he actually even billed the state for 24 hours of work all in the same day. Busy guy. The old 24-hour workday. Yeah. Are you buying that? I don't buy that. Now, again, some of these are opinions, some are not. That's certainly not all this stuff. They actually have hard proof on it. Just the facts, man.
I would like to read to the court the text messages between Mr. Nathan Wade and his lover, Fannie Willis. Dear Fannie, I like big butts, and I cannot lie. My oath of brothas can't deny. When my Fannie walks in with that fat ass, I want to make it rain with her campaign cash. I noticed that her butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she was wearing. I am hooked, and I can't stop staring. Oh, Fanny, I want to get with you and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that big-ass butt you got makes me so horny. Fanny got back.
Now, imagine all the lies he was telling his wife. Cheaters have to do a lot of lying. Of course, it's usually a way of life for them, so they're pretty good at it. Hell, they exchanged 12,000 text messages and over 2,000 phone calls. That's a bunch. Now, a little side note for you. Wade's wife, hell, she's a bit of a looker. I mean, she's actually a good-looking woman. When you compare the two, I think it's plain that he was looking for a gravy train. Because why would you go from kind of outpunning your coverage to Fanny? I don't get it. Maybe just a way to advance his career and support his affair? That's my best guess. I don't know.
Did you go to a cabin with Miss Willis ever?
Ever?
Ever.
I've been really trying, trying to hold back and feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel,
no.
You've never gone to a cabin with Miss Willis?
No.
So I watched the courtroom closing arguments from beginning to end, as well as the testimony that Fannie Willis gave, where she, of course, lied under oath, as did Wade, by the way. You know, maybe that's why they flew to D.C. to meet with Biden on three separate occasions. Willis once and Wade twice. Maybe they were trying to mitigate disaster and further collude to get Biden's opponent out of the way. Yeah, they're fucking desperate at this point. The professional rules of conduct should apply to everyone, including Fannie Willis and her shag boy. Oh my goodness, there's so much in there. I tell you, back to the courtroom stuff just for a minute. When I was watching that, of course, Trump's team is just incredible. But what do they have on their side? Facts. Hard data. It's just a fact. It's not an opinion. They have facts. When you watch the state, literally it was embarrassing. You could be in the bottom of your class, but you still get the degree. And these guys probably scored, I don't know what the lowest you can get on the bar is, but I'm guessing that's the wheelhouse they were in because it was pretty sad. It was a pretty disastrous display from the state side. No facts on their side. Again, pesky little things. But at any rate, the judge is going to make his decision in the next 2 weeks. So we shall see if justice prevails or if Fulton County remains the most corrupt judicial system in the state of Georgia. What's the moral of the story, kids? Do as I say, not as I do. Like all Democrats, right? Ironically, Democrats created the business of trying to cancel people based on things they've done or said in their personal lives. I find that very ironic. If only Fannie had heard this TikToker's advice.
I don't know who need to hear this. I don't know what woman of God need to hear this. But that's not your husband. Leave that man alone. God did not tell him that you was his wife. Did he tell you? Did God tell you? Leave that man alone. Please. If anything, that should be a red flag. If a man is over here talking about, baby girl, even though I just met you, God told me you are my wife. Baby, run for the hills. That ain't your man. No, sis. I'm saving you years and years of heartbreak, babe. You're welcome.
Hell yeah. Leave that man alone. Guess she just couldn't. You know, it's funny. Men always get accused of thinking with their trouser devil. But apparently, Fannie must have been thinking with her tootie. Woo! May they reap what they've sown. Hey, here's to justice. May it be served in Fulton County. Cheers.
Hello?
Hello, kind sir. We're from the IRS. Fannie Willis home?
Hey, so is this the border, or?
Sir? Are
you talking to me?
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm just... You know what? Never mind. Sir, is Fannie Willis home?
Yeah, she home.
Hey, she making you a sandwich right now?
Nah, she don't make me no sandwiches.
Well, if she don't make you a sandwich, then she ain't black. Sir, can we speak to her? Sir, can we speak to Fannie Willis?
Hey, so is it true about Fanny's gorilla grip?
Joe, put your snake back in his cage. Squirrel! Sir, can we talk to Fannie?
Yeah, hang on. Hey, Fannie!
What's up?
The IRS is here. They want to talk to you, girl.
All right, hang on.
What's up?
Fannie, do you have any cash in your house?
What you need to know that for? I ain't on 12.
I know. I just have to ask.
I did. I mean, I got some bribe money up in here.
Okay. Do you have any other money?
Well, I got some kickback money and under the table money too.
I only get 10%.
And what's your net worth, Fannie?
Only 8 mil.
Hey, that's my net worth too.
Wink, wink.
That's chump change.
Yeah, I barely scraping by. Y'all don't even know how hard my life is.
Do you have any receipts for your lavish vacations and 5-star dinners?
Oh, hell no. I pay for that shit in cash.
Smart.
Yeah, I always tell Hunter to pay in cash.
So,
you don't listen to
me. You don't have any documents in your house at all?
Well, yeah, I got them in my garage.
I wasn't asking you, Joe.
All right, so.
Hey, is we done yet, homies? Because me and my gigolo got to go on a lavish vacation right now.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, my whole presidency has been a vacation.
Well, everything looks in order here.
Yeah.
Have a great vacation, Fanny.
Yeah, I never talked about my son's business dealings, so.
What they want, baby?
None of your business. I ain't on trial.
Golly.
Now hurry up and change my diaper so we can get out of here.
Hello?
Well, it's time for a refill. Join me for my next episode of Boobs, Booze, and Other Stuff, where I vow to keep it real and real interesting.